ABC Radio Australia.
The deputy head of the Pacific's largest university has responded to recent allegations of mismanagement by labelling them as unsubstantiated. Now, the allegations about the University of the South Pacific have been made in a leaked document, which was written by the university's new vice chancellor, who heads up the tertiary institution and began earlier this year. The pro-chancellor, Winston Thompson, though, has said that the leak is a gross injustice and has expressed his shock that the claims have been passed on to corruption investigators. There's much at stake to all these allegations. USB is owned by the governments of 12 Pacific nations, including Fiji, Solomon Islands, Kiribati and Tonga. Our reporter Liam Fox is following the story for us. Firstly, Liam, let's begin with the allegations. What are they and where have they come from?
Well, the story was first broken by Islands Business magazine last Friday. It reported it had seen a document that outlined allegations of serious cases of mismanagement and abuse of process at USP. The allegations included speedy appointments, contract renewals and promotions for senior staff, as well as questionable payments of professional and development leave and responsibility allowances. After the story broke, the document in question was shared on social media, so now all the specific details are out there for anyone to see. Dated the 1st of March and titled Issues, Concerns and Breaches of Past Management and Financial Decisions, it's written by Vice Chancellor Professor Pal Aluwalia for the USP Council's Executive Committee. In it, Professor Aluwalia seeks to raise concerns about several issues he's identified since taking up the role at the start of the year. Among the allegations are a number of changes to senior management titles and salaries just prior to his arrival, including the position of Director of Strategic Partnerships, Communication and Marketing, which was changed to Executive Director, and the salary increased in what Professor Aluwalia described as a very dubious manner. Breaches of staff and recruitment, such as the case of a coordinator whose position was upgraded to that of a director, and his salary increased from $28,000 to $138,000 Fijian dollars over 6 years. And what Professor Aluwalia described as a flurry of activity just prior to his arrival to spend a large proportion of the 2019 Vice Chancellor's Contingency Fund, including $800,000 Fijian dollars being diverted to an aquaculture project.
All right. And Liam, the Pro-Chancellor's commented on the leak itself. Has he had anything to say about the allegations, though, that it contains?
Well, the USP's pro-chancellor, Winston Thompson, has issued a statement that focuses on the way the allegations came to light and not the allegations themselves. He said he's concerned and disappointed that a confidential document outlining unsubstantiated claims was leaked before those identified had a chance to respond. Mr. Thompson described the leak as a gross injustice to those involved, who he said have worked assiduously and been treated unfairly. He said he was shocked to learn last month that the allegations have been handed to the Fiji Independent Commission Against Corruption, FICAC, instead of being dealt with by the USP Council's Executive Committee. FICAC has declined to comment on the allegations or say whether it's investigating them. But the allegations might not just be an issue for Fijian authorities alone. After all, USP is a regional institution with campuses in 12 Pacific countries. Pacific Beat has also sought comment from the Australian government, which provided $70 million in funding for the university over the last 5 years. And during a visit to Fiji in January, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced $84 million for the next 5 years. Donors like Australia won't be pleased to see allegations about how their money might be being spent, whether the allegations are unsubstantiated or not.